haunting world of Hinge and Bracket. One of the rules that Dame Hilda and the Doctor have tried to observe over the years is to set aside 1 hour every morning for rehearsal. So if you should be visiting the village of Stacton Trestle and in the close proximity of their lovely house, and the time is around 10:30 a.m., you're more than likely to hear their music drifting across the breeze. And this morning is no exception.
My mother came from Spain. I several times to the south of France with grandmama, my girl grandmama in the old day. My uncle is Bulgarian. I'm quite a bit of this. So if I'm not a polyglot, then I'd like to know who is. That ordinary people dress, for they'd rather have contact with me, just a teensy weensy ditty, than a string of things like looks and figure, and the stars and dress, a ring and kiss, a rose and body, for the ditty ditty for life. My grandpa on my mother's side was far more east than west. He spent his life with a Chinese wife in a mental home, an oriental home, in Bucharest. My grandma on the other side was Russian to the core. She danced in kiss, but kind to grief, in a brawling Singapore. That ordinary people try, for they'd rather have gone with me, just a teensy weensy ditty, than a string of things like loose and fix and the star and drink and drink and drink and run and run and run and drink and drink and run.
That was lovely, Hilda.
Yes, dear, I enjoyed that. You play it quite nicely.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy it, Milton? Did you enjoy Mummy singing, darling?
Yes.
I know he's a pretty boy. You like to hear your Mummy sing, don't you, Milton? Look at him, Miss Daphne. He's swinging on his little swing.
Should be the end of a rope.
Look out of the window, Milton. Your Auntie Maud's arriving. Look, Tom's brought her on his motorcycle.
Maud? What's Maud here for? I thought she was on holiday.
She got back yesterday, dear. She rang to say she was popping over today, so I asked her to pick up some shopping.
Just look at the stupid woman. Red hat, green coat and orange slippers. She's like a walking jumble sale, dear.
Well, she's all right, dear. Her heart is in the right place, and she's such a willing worker.
A pity everything she touches falls to pieces. The last time she came, she pulled the knob off the front door.
Yes, but it was loose, dear. Anyway, Tom fixed it for us.
Well, I refuse to rehearse any more while she's in the house.
You're not being fair, dear Adley. I bet you anything she brought you a lovely present from Clacton. Come in, Maud. We're in here. Hello, dear.
Oh, well, hello, Dame Hilda. Your doorknob's come off.
Oh, dear.
But don't worry. I'll get Tom to come up and fix it.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, dear.
Oh, I've had a terrible journey, Dame Hilda. Tom took the seat out of his sidecar, you see.
Whatever for, dear?
Well, he had to pick up a load of stuff for a job he's doing, and I had to sit on a gallon of paint.
Oh, turn round, dear. Oh, yes, so you have. Very nice shade of purple, sir.
Oh, I knew that top had come loose.
Well, never mind, dear. It almost matches your slippers.
Doctor's very quiet this morning.
Words fail me.
I noticed. That's why I said you're very quiet. Anyhow, I've got your shopping for you, Dame Hilda. It's in the carrier bag.
Oh, well, let's have a look, Lord. Oh, there. Squash tomatoes.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. They trod on them in the sidecar.
Yeah. And you seem to have trod on the cartons of yogurt as well.
No, I tracked them in the door. Oh. Anyway, I picked up your dress from the cleaner's, Dame Hilda.
Oh, good. Where is it, dear?
In the carrier bag.
Oh, yes, underneath the tomatoes and the yogurt.
Where else, dear?
Well, never mind, Maud. These things do happen.
All the time.
Possibly you could call at the cleaner's with the dress on your way home.
Yes, it'll make someone a nice breakfast.
Anyway, dear, did you have a nice holiday?
Oh, beautiful.
But you don't seem to have much of a tan.
Well, you know me. I don't like the sun. It gets me skin all irritated.
I know the feeling.
In fact, I never went out in the daytime at all.
That was very considerate of you, Maud. Oh.
Except Thursday.
Oh, and what happened Thursday?
Well, it rained.
Oh, dear.
I spent all day sitting in Tom's sidecar with a travelling rug over me head. Didn't want to ruin my hairstyle.
Yes, it's understandable.
Well, I'd had a home perm in the digs the night before.
Oh, and how is Vidal Sassoon?
Don't be naughty.
Oh, I don't take no notice of the doctor. He just goes out of one ear and in the other.
Yes.
Ooh. Whatever will you think of me? I haven't given you your presents.
Oh, Maud, you shouldn't, dear.
Well, I hope you like it. It's a glass vase.
Thank you, dear. Oh, dear. Is it a do-it-yourself kit?
Oh, Lord, he's got broke.
Surprise, surprise.
I got the doctor a big stick of rock.
Well, now it seems to be three small sticks of rock.
Oh, dear.
Yes, tomato and yogurt flavor. Thank you, Maud, but you know I don't have a sweet tooth.
Oh, well. I'll take them home for myself, then. Well, I expect jobs have been piling up while I've been away. I'll go into the kitchen and get cracking.
Rather an unfortunate phrase, Maud.
Oh, there was a letter for you in your letterbox, Dame Hilda. It's in my pocket. Here it is.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There appears to be a boiled sweet stuck to it, Maud.
Oh, that's mine.
I thought it might be.
I'll have it back, if you don't mind, for later.
Yes, well, here are, dear. Evadly, this letter's addressed to you, dear.
Let me see. Oh, Hilda, my provisional driving license.
Oh, that was quick, dear. You only applied last week.
You're not going to learn to drive, are you, Doctor? I just thought you'd have been too old.
What do you mean, too old?
Now, don't get upset, dear. You know Maud always judges a person's age by their appearance.
Thank you, Hilda.
I didn't mean that you look old, dear. It's
well,
just that
where you live, Maud, shouldn't you be getting on with something?
All right, Diane.
Yes.
I'm on my way.
Right.
I'm delighted that you want to learn, dear. I mean, goodness knows, I've been trying to persuade you for years.
You know, this license is full of information. Did you know I could drive an agricultural tractor? No, dear. Where did you learn to do that? You know what I mean, Hilda. Oh, and look, a road roller as well. Oh, well, we'll get one tomorrow, shall we? We can tour Scotland in it next year. I should flatten it down a bit. Now, first thing, I must get in touch with a good driving instructor.
I beg your pardon.
I said I must get a good instructor.
You're looking at one, dear.
Oh, no, Hilda. We'd argue all the time.
Don't be silly, Evadne. When do we ever argue? Apart from when we have the odd difference of opinion. Now, look, I am experienced, and I'm on the spot, and I can give you your first lesson now.
Mm, that's true.
And it is a beautiful day.
Well, all right, Hilda. I'll give you a chance. Now, let's get the car out.
Oh, but you don't have your first lesson in the car, dear. We're going to have a run-through just with the settee.
Hilda, I have a provisional license to drive a car, not a settee.
Yes, but everybody starts this way.
Really? Well, I must be very unobservant, dear, because I haven't seen many settees on the M1.
Now, you're just being silly, dear. If you were in the Air Force and you wanted to fly Concorde, they wouldn't say to you, get in, press the button, and off you go. They'd put you in a simulator.
If I was in the Air Force, Hilda, they'd put me on a pension.
So, our settee for the purposes of this exercise is the car.
Good. Well, I trust you've checked the air in the casters. We hold your head.
It had a 10,000-mile service last week. Now, come on, Evadne, into the driving seat. Let's have you in. Now, let's look in the shopping bag. Yes, now, these tins of soup will do.
We're going to a picnic, are we?
I'm going to place them on the floor. Now, the minestrone, that's your accelerator. Mm-hmm. The royal game in wine is the brake, and the cream of tomato, double thickness, I think, for the clutch.
I don't like cream of tomato.
Look, do you want to learn to drive or not?
Well, of course I do.
Right, then.
Hilda, what are you going to do with that toasting fork?
I'm in two minds. This is the gear lever. Now, let's get it clear in your mind what you're going to do. You're going to start the engine, depress the cream of tomato, put the toast fork into first gear, and slowly put your foot on the minestrone.
Good thing. Right. Then what?
Now, you then pull away from the bookcase and you come to a stop over there by the French windows.
Oh, here goes then. Vroom, vroom,
vroom. Exactly what are you doing?
I'm revving up, of course.
But you haven't checked in your mirror.
Oh, is my lipstick smudged?
There is a motorcycle coming up from behind the stand at length.
Oh, yes, sir, there is. Silly me. I couldn't see it, that articulated lorry coming round the coffee table.
If you refuse to take it seriously, Evadne, we're not going to get anywhere.
Well, you know what you can do, dear? Get out and walk.
Let's try again. That's it. Now, cream of tomato in. Toasting fork into first. And down on the minestrone. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you. Could I ask a question, Hilda?
Provided you keep looking straight ahead, dear,
yes. When am I going to use the royal game in wine? That's my favourite.
I'm coming to that, dear. Now, imagine we are travelling down Stepton High Street at 10 miles per hour in first gear.
Oh, dear, it's faster than that.
Oh, that's nothing. I often catch 20. Now, 30 yards ahead, Maud is taking a leisurely stroll when suddenly she steps into the road without looking. What do you do?
I run her over.
You do not run over her at all, Evadne.
All right, then. Beep, beep. Get out of the way, you silly jaywalker.
You do not do that either. You slowly apply your foot onto the royal game in wine and come gently to a halt.
Well, sorry to interrupt you, Dame Hilda, but I can't find the soup for dinner.
Well, of course you can't, Maud. The doctor's got her foot on it.
Why?
Because I'm teaching her to drive.
Oh.
How?
We're in a simulator.
Oh, Tom doesn't like them foreign cars.
No, dear, she's... Oh, never mind, Maud.
Look, you go back into the kitchen there. I'll be along in a minute to help you with the dishes.
Oh, there's no need to bother, Dame Hilda. I picked up most of the pieces.
Well, that was a beautiful meal, Maud, wasn't it, dear?
Yes, Hilda, whatever it was.
Now, you can leave the dirty dishes, Maud.
Oh, it's no trouble, Dame Hilda.
No, I know, dear, but it is rather expensive. Now, Ethne, what about taking the car out this afternoon just for a trial run?
You mean me driving?
Of course, dear. You know, you really impressed me this morning, the way you handled that settee.
Oh, I say, Hilda, how marvelous.
If you're going anywhere near the village, can you drop me off?
It'll be a pleasure.
Of course, Maud, you'll be most welcome.
Yes, there'll be company for the nodding dog.
Now, you're not nervous, are you, dear?
Of course I'm not nervous.
But I thought you looked rather pale, you see, dear.
You know very well I have never possessed a florid complexion.
No, dear, no. Come to think of it, you don't really look pale at all.
I'm so pleased.
No, you've gone a sort of Erdinil shade instead.
Hilda, I am perfectly all right.
Good.
I have only one worry.
What's that, dear?
There won't be any other cars on the road, will there?
Oh, not a chance of that, dear. I spread the word in the village that you are having a driving lesson.
Thank you very much.
Are you all right in the back, Maud?
Now, don't you worry about me, Dame Hilda. Just pretend I'm not here.
It'll be a pleasure.
I won't interfere at all.
Thank you, Maud.
Nothing worse than people interrupting when you're trying to concentrate.
Yes, Maud.
I won't say a word.
Good. Thank you, Maud. Now, then, Ethne.
I've heard all about these back street drivers.
Of course you have, Maud. Yes. Now, Ethne.
I'll just look out the window.
Very well, then. Now, Ethne, quick, start the engine.
Oh, I say, it started.
The engine started, Hilda. Well, it usually does when you press the starter button, dear. Now, remember the drill. First, depress the clutch.
Is that the minestrone or the royal game and wine?
Cream of tomato. Oh. The one on the left, dear. That's it. Now, lovely. Now, gear lever. Forward into first.
Will you drop me off at Mrs. Jarvis's at stop?
Maud, let's just get out of the garage first, dear.
Now. Now. I'm in here, dear. Now, it's slowly off clutch and press accelerator.
After you have released the handbrake, dear.
I know, I haven't forgotten. Oh, we're moving forward. We're moving forward, Hilda.
Fortunately for us, yes. Otherwise, we'd be in the kitchen, dear. Stop at the gate. Excellent.
Did you know Mrs. Jarvis hadn't been too well?
Really, dear?
Keeps getting these headaches. Every time I go in the shop, she has one.
Hilda, do you think we could carry on, dear? My legs are beginning to ache.
Yes, of course, dear. Now, follow the same procedure and ease slowly onto the road. Mm-hmm. You'll soon get the hang of it, dear. Oh. Ooh. Oh. Oh. You're gradually getting the hang of it.
I am, aren't I?
It's a long way round to Mrs. Jarvis, is it?
Yes, well, we're taking the quiet road, Maud.
I wish I'd walked.
Don't we all?
Now, approaching this hill, Ethne, drop down into second gear.
Very well. Hilda, it's stopped.
I did notice, dear.
Well, why has it stopped? Stupid car.
You've stalled it, dear.
I can't have. I haven't learned how to stall a car yet.
Can I make a suggestion?
If you must, Maud, dear.
Well, when this happens to Tom's motorbike, he gives it a push and jumps on.
Well, don't just sit there, Maud. Do it.
Would you like me to take over it, Ethne?
No, I'm determined. Just tell me what to do.
Very well, dear. Actually, while we're on this side of the road, you may as well practice the three-point turn.
What on earth is that?
Well, I've never been quite sure myself. All it means is manoeuvring the car so that it faces the other way.
Mrs. Jarvis will be shutting up soon.
I wish you would. Right, now it's simple, really. What happens is, you move slowly forward, turning the wheel to the right. Right? Mm. And you reverse, turning the wheel to the left. Mm. Now you repeat this 6 or 7 times and pay attention. Oh, Hilda, my feet are killing me.
Oh, I know, dear, so are mine. But keep walking.
Well, I don't think I can keep going much longer. Now, look, dear, it was either walking 5 miles back to the village or 1 mile to this public house. We could have accepted a lift from that man on the tractor.
No, I don't think so, dear. Goodness knows what he had in that trailer.
Ah, there it is. Look, at the bottom of this hill. See?
Oh, yes. Looks a bit primitive, dear.
Well, as long as it's got a telephone, dear, we can get on to Mr. Fossard to bring his breakdown lorry thing, and then we're as good as home.
You know, I knew something was wrong directly all that steam started emanating from the end of the bonnet.
Yes, I think you should have topped it up with water before we set off.
I should?
Well, yes, you are the driver, dear.
I know nothing about cars, dear. You're the expert.
Yes, dear. Well, don't let's argue about it. I forgive you.
I wish we'd gone back home after we dropped Mordor. It was your idea to go further afield.
Well, you were doing so well, dear. I was awfully impressed the way you overtook that removal van. Yeah. I mean, the road was so narrow, a bicycle couldn't have got through. I don't know how.
Simple, dear. I just closed my eyes.
Well, here we are.
Oh, dear.
The Jolly Farmer. I don't think this is quite our style, Edna.
Yes. Probably spittoons and sawdust.
Well, not in the telephone box, I hope, dear. Anyway, we don't have to mix with the customers. Come on. Look like a farmer, can you? Slap your cheeks or something. Here you go. Oh, dear. It's rather smoky. They're all men, dear, and they're looking at us. Oh, ignore them, Evadne. Hello, everybody. Just going to use your telephone. Yes. Yes, it's over in the passage here, I think.
Well, let's be quick, Hilda. I don't like this at all.
Yes, all right, dear. Now then, it's Spectrum 344, I think.
Hilda, there's a nasty little man over there, smiling at me.
Oh, yes. Probably the Jolly Farmer himself, dear.
Dear, I shall be glad to get out of here.
Hello? Mr. Fossard? Hello, dear. Dame Hilda here, dear. Yes. Yes. Oh, very well, thank you, dear. Yes. And how's Dorothy?
Hilda, get on with it.
Mr. Fossard, we're in the Jolly Farmer, you know, in the parlour, and we need your assistance. Now, of course, we're not drunk. No, the car has broken down, dear, yes. Now, can you bring your breakdown lorry as soon as possible? Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Hilda?
It's broken down. Well, so what are we going to do, Mr. Fossard? We can't stay in this place until you mend it.
Hilda, do hurry up. That man's smiling at me again.
Oh, would you, Mr. Fossard? Oh, I say that's frightfully kind of you. Yes, yes. Well, try and be as quick as you can. Bye-bye, dear.
What's happening, Hilda?
He's coming in his car, dear, with a tow rope. Oh. He says we're to wait here till he arrives. Now, come along. I wonder if they serve tea and biscuits.
You're not... You're not getting me into that tap room, Hilda. It's unsavoury. And that man is still smiling at me.
Yes, well, he's probably drunk, dear.
No, I'm sorry, Hilda. We will wait in this little passage. I refuse to go in there and mix with those unsuited men, and I will not drink beer.
You don't have to drink beer, dear. You can have a lemonade. Come along. We don't have to talk to them. Just sit quietly in the corner. Keep ourselves to ourselves and have nothing to do with them at all.
Don't worry, I won't. I just hope Mr. Fossard isn't here.
Thank you, Jack.
gentlemen. Thank you. What a delightful audience you are.
Absolutely wonderful, dear.
We won't be long, Mr. Farrar.
He has been here 2 hours, Hilda.
Yes, I know, dear, but he is enjoying himself. He's talking to that nasty little man who kept smiling at you.
Oh, yes. He's ever so nice, actually. Yes, yes, well,
we really must make this our last number. I can't say how lovely it's been being here with you all like this, and I often think that the unexpected is always the nicest, isn't it? So, we lovely little song of Ivor's. If you know the chorus, boys, do join in, won't you? All right, dear. Take your girl for the beaches in her cheeks, for the beaches in her cheeks. Take a girl. Take your girl for the cherries on her lips, for the cherries on her lips. Take a girl. She's a girl.
Enchanting world, Hinge and Racket were joined by beguiling Daphne Hurd as Maud. The program was written by that delightful trio, Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley, and Ron McDonald, and produced in fragrant Manchester by gentleman James Casey.